Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. The political saga concerning New York's 22nd congressional district has finally ended. Democratic former Congressman Anthony Brindisi conceded the race to Republican former Congresswoman Claudia Tenney as the final count found her 109 votes ahead. Mr. Brindisi was appealing the judge's ruling decisions of which ballots to add and remove from the count, but has decided to drop them in order to, as he said, quote, allow the region to move on, unquote. New York is going to lose at least one seat in reapportionment, and this 22nd district, which needs more new population than any other district save one, will now likely become the top candidate for elimination under the new redistricting map. Veteran Alabama Senator Richard Shelby announced that he will not seek re-election in 2022 after serving what will be 44 years of combined congressional service at the end of the current term and 52 years in elective office. Senator Shelby will be 88 years of age before the next election. He becomes the fourth Republican senator to announce his retirement, following Senators Richard Burr of North Carolina, Pennsylvania's Pat Toomey, and Rob Portman from Ohio. We can expect a crowded and hotly contested Alabama Republican nomination fight for what should be a safe GOP seat in the 2022 election. Another vacancy is occurring in the House with the passing of two-term Texas Congressman Ron Wright of the DFW area. He succumbed after a long battle with cancer and COVID and was 67 years old. This means we will see a special election coming in the state's 6th district. Governor Greg Abbott will schedule the election after Mr. Wright's funeral, but the original jungle primary will likely be May 1st, in accordance with the state's Uniform Election Day for 2021. If no candidate in what is expected to be a large field of contenders receives majority support in the initial vote, a runoff will be scheduled between the top two finishers in late June. The 6th District is another of the Dallas area seats that was safely Republican, but is now moving to the ideological center. The GOP will be favored to hold the seat, but we will likely see a competitive race developing. The Texas District is now the 5th congressional seat that will go to special election in 2021. The two Louisiana districts have their first election on March 20th. Once Representatives Marsha Fudge and Deb Haaland are confirmed to their positions as Secretaries of Housing and Urban Development and Interior, the governors of Ohio and New Mexico, respectively, will call special elections to fill those vacancies. With Republican Claudia Tenney's victory in New York now secure, and assuming both parties hold each of their vacant districts, Democrats risk 3 and Republicans 2, the House will break 222 Democrats to 213 Republicans. This means that the GOP will head into the 2022 midterm elections needing only 5 seats to reclaim the House majority they lost in 2018. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.